never said I oppose fracking.
Show the tape. Put it on your website.
Put it on.
Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another episode and a very, very delayed, I guess, welcome back party for me, because I've been MIA for a while and I apologize to all of you for that. Where the hell have I been at, actually? Well, listen, for those of you who aren't aware, we've been launching and working tirelessly on a new site called PatriotOneNews.com. It's the reason for my disappearing act. And no, it wasn't because I needed a break or I've been on vacation or I've been chilling in my basement with Biden, who, by the way, hit another low. I mean, ridiculous. This guy is finished. We'll get into that in just a second. But we've been working on America's next 100% independent citizen journalist media outlet called Patriot One, O-N-E, PatriotOneNews.com. We'll talk all about that in just a second, but we do have a great lineup for you today. We're going to talk about the Rittenhouse trial. Lots going on over the Rittenhouse trial, including MSNBC getting kicked out of the courtroom, and justifiably. We'll get into that in just a second and a lot more, but first, let's start our show with Biden. Biden is, I mean, this guy, you couldn't try to be any worse than Biden is now. I mean, it doesn't matter how hard he tries at this point. He's finished. I mean, he's absolutely finished. Biden is just the worst president in the history of the United States. There's no dispute anymore. This guy's a sinking ship. He's going down. Kamala Harris is going down. I mean, the entire freaking Democratic Party is going down. You know what? I'm not even worried anymore. I'm not worried. I used to have sleepless nights. I used to be worried about things like critical race theory, even the vaccine mandates. I'm starting to see a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. I really am. Because every day that the Democrats continue to prove how incredibly disastrous they are for this country is another day that we start to slowly gain our freedom back. It's happening. And it might not appear that way in times, but if you pay attention to C-SPAN and you pay attention to some of the right-wing outlets like Fox News, who tends to seesaw at times. I know, I get it. Newsmax, OAN. You'll hear the comeback stories. You'll see the small victories that the Republican Party is making on a daily basis. Yes, I know we have some compromised rhinos. Liz Cheney, gone. I mean, we don't even recognize her as a Republican anymore. So seeing things like that makes me feel like there's hope. Glenn Youngkin wins the governor race a couple weeks ago, but I'm not happy with Glenn. I'm not happy with Glenn at all right now, because this morning I was furious to see and read that he's not going to block mandates in Virginia local governments. He's not for them, but he's not going to block them. I mean, that really, really pisses me off. Okay. We cheered Glenn Youngkin on because we thought he was going to be another DeSantis, which is what the party really, really needs right now. We need more Ron DeSantis's out there fighting for the freedoms of our country. I mean, DeSantis is really the only one you can trust today. I thought Youngkin was going to be another DeSantis. And so many of you warned me They said, Matt, you got him wrong. I was like, no, he's going to be the real deal. He's the real deal. He's going to come out guns blazing, fighting to defend our rights. He's going to change Virginia. He's what the country needs. And everybody's like, nope, I'm telling you, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. I was like, that's taking a bit too far. But after this morning, after what I just read, I'm starting to think, God damn, I got to listen to you guys more. I really do. And I'm sorry that I kind of called this one wrong, because I don't care how far or how hard Glenn Youngkin fought for education, and that he wants the parents to have a choice. Well, I didn't realize the vaccine and the mask mandate weren't part of the choice campaign. I thought when he said, I want to give choice back to Virginians, that was going to be all choice for like all topics. I didn't think it was going to be, well, you guys get choice as far as education is concerned, but oh, no, when it comes to the vaccine and the mask mandate, well, we're going to actually let the local governments still continue to call the shots. That's not choice, Glenn. Okay, you can't, in the very next breath, he actually does say, but I strongly oppose Biden's vaccine mandate. Okay, Glenn, well, if you oppose the mandate, you can't then turn around and say, but I'm still allowing the local governments to call the shots in my own damn state that you people voted for me to go up against. So I'm really pissed off with Glenn Youngkin right now. For those of you who aren't aware, Glenn Youngkin has made it very clear that he's not going to block mandates, at least COVID mandates. He's not going to tell local governments in Virginia what to do. So I feel like we've had a fast one pulled on us. I feel like those who went out and finally voted for freedom in Virginia may have just been duped. It's very sad. And it now freaks me out a little bit about other Republicans. I'm not going to name names because I am definitely not going to throw anybody under the bus who doesn't deserve to be. But any Republicans out there, any congressmen or any gubernatorial candidates that are going for red spots or are going for the top job in their state, if you are a Republican, man, Glenn Youngkin did not make it easy for you right now, because now he's got every single one of us second guessing your motives. So you need to fight 10 times harder now to gain that seat, to gain that position, because people like Glenn Youngkin just came out and it hasn't even been a freaking week. And the guy comes out and he's like, oh yeah, no. When I said I want choice to be given back to Virginia's, yeah, I only meant education. I meant critical race theory. Who gives a shit? I mean, come on. At the end of the day, really? Critical race theory? We already know we're going to win that one. That's not a hard one to win. It's the mandates that we're getting pissed off and furious over. So, Glenn, not happy with you, man. Not happy at all. Biden, you're done. Biden has now hit another low. At just 36% support, Biden slips to a record low in a new poll. So this is awesome. This is great to see. I mean, listen, there is no chance in hell that Biden is getting reelected. I mean, there's no chance. And word on the street has it that Kamala Harris might not even have a job soon. This is not hearsay. This is from deep inside the White House, from credible sources that are telling Fox News. This isn't just some like crazy extremist fake news website that we all know about. You know, there's tons out there. This is not information from that. There is information coming from very credible sources in the White House, which is why Kamala Harris has come out and said, hey, everything's fine. Everything's totally fine. I don't feel underused. I'm very happy. Yeah, right. Listen, If Kamala feels the need to come out and justify how happy she is in the White House, there's a problem. There's a problem. Okay. Because the Democrats are notorious for putting their head in the sand, saying nothing at all. I mean, that's their MO, right? Hunter Biden, Joe's Alzheimer's thing that he's got going on. They just put their heads in the sand. They bury most of the information that comes out there and they act like nothing happened. They just ignore it. Well, they're not ignoring this one, which leads me to believe there's some real, real problems in the White House. So I believe Harris's poll rating something like, I mean, what was it? Like 38? Well, now that was when Biden was sitting at like 42%, 46%. Harris had 38%. Well, Joe's now slipped to numbers around the Harris realm, which is 36%. So 36%, I don't think we've ever had a president in history who's had such a low rating. I mean, it is like ridiculous, which leads me to believe that a red wave is coming. I really think Americans are done with this nonsense. I really do. Listen, I haven't been on this show in about a month. It's been about a month. Look at what's happened in just a month. We've pushed through an infrastructure bill that 13 rhinos were responsible for that everybody's pissed off about. Things continue to get so much worse within the Democrat Party. They're eating themselves alive. Biden and Harris are having an issue with each other. The Rittenhouse trial has been an absolute freaking disaster. OSHA has now come out and even suspended the enforcement of the Biden vaccine mandate. I mean, you know things are bad when the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has forced OSHA to say, you're not mandating this crap right now. You're not mandating it. And you need to suspend the enforcement of Biden's mandate. I mean, this is how bad things are going for the Democrat. The only thing that they are clinging on to right now and chalking up as a win, which is not a win, is their stupid $1.3 trillion infrastructure bill. Okay, that we all know is going to send inflation even further through the roof, even though the Democrats deny that simple economic fundamentals apply to this situation, even though in college I was taught the more you spend, the more inflation goes up. But nope, not this time around. So everything from inflation to OSHA to 50 GOP senators now all suing Biden. There's a lot going on here that are basically bringing down the Democrats to a point of beyond repair. When we come back, we'll talk about the fact that a red wave is coming. New survey indicates Democrats' razor-thin majorities may not last for long. We'll be right back after this break.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space, to gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis. Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping, whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or a live YouTube streamer. You want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
We Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard, and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
All right, guys, welcome back. We got a lot to talk about today. We've spoken about the fact that Biden has hit another historic low, 36%. 36%. His poll ratings are now the worst president in the history of the United States. I mean, are you surprised has another president ever been so disastrous for America? Have they ever caused so much damage in such a short period of time? Somebody who is as draconian as Joe Biden, who is as off the tour, you know, talatorian. Somebody who spends his career talking crap and never doing anything. I mean, 47 years this guy was in the Senate, and he never did a damn thing. So why would any of you expect for him to get anything done while in office? But here we go. 81 million voted for this guy, right? 81 million? I don't think so. I don't think 81 million people could possibly vote for somebody who now has a 36% rating. So Red Wave is coming. A red wave is coming. A new survey indicates that the Dems' razor-thin majorities may not last for long. I love seeing these polls. I do not need to be a fortune teller to know that the Democrats are screwed and that more Americans want now, more Americans want GOP rather than Democrats to control House and Senate. Oh, you think? Because half of you guys have been locked down for freaking 8-10 months, a year and a half. Now, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, wait, maybe this was a little bit too much. Maybe we really didn't want to go this far. Yeah, I didn't like Trump's tweets, but holy crap. I'd take a mean tweet any day over this nonsense. I mean, look, I still can't see my mom without freaking, you know, becoming the world's best chess player in solving three riddles and then cracking the code to, I don't know how big the universe is before I'm allowed to go see her. It's just like ridiculous. The hoops I have to jump through just to see her, and people are sick of it. They're absolutely sick of it. I don't know if, I don't know how many of you have loved ones in nursing homes, but I tell you, you know, I've got a brother in a nursing home who had a stroke right in the beginning of COVID. My mom is in a nursing home. She went down during COVID. Back in the hospital the morning after her booster shot. That's all I'm going to say about that. It could be a coincidence. Who knows? I don't want Mark Zuckerberg to kick me off for spreading misinformation, but all I know is that she had her booster shot 2 days ago, and the next morning she ends up in the hospital. High fever, high heart rate, unresponsive. So, you know, we got that we're dealing with now, and people are just pissed off. They're pissed off with the corruption. They're pissed off with being lied to. You know, I always tell people when it comes to the pandemic, I said, listen, I know COVID's real. I get it. People get sick. People die. It sucks. And I'm sure the jibby jab is saving a lot of people. Okay. Regardless of what we think's in it, regardless of who wants it, who doesn't want it. Let's assume for a second that it is in fact saving a lot of people, which would be great. I mean, come on. I don't want anybody to die. I'm sure you guys don't. But what pisses me off more than anything is the fact that we're constantly being lied to. We're being lied to. Every day we're being lied to. If our health industry would just be up front with us and say, listen, here are the warnings, here are the pros, here are the cons, great, awesome. I would have a lot more respect for the situation. But it's because there's so much, you know, malicious activity going on behind the scene. There's so much fraud and corruption. That's the part that I have a very big problem with. I feel like I'm being scammed. And trust me, I lived in China for 10 years. There are a lot of scams out there. A lot of scams. You got to be very careful in a country like China. And there's a lot of frustrations in living overseas in an Asian country, a communist country. But I dealt with it. Whatever. I'm in a communist country. Their rules. But it was the scams that really got under my skin. You know, the pickpockets, going to a market and just getting totally scammed, overpaying something 20 times or realizing, oh my God, I just got totally duped. That's what hit me the hardest living overseas. Nobody wants to be scammed. So I feel like we're being scammed on a daily basis. I feel like we're being lied to. And that's the part that pisses me off. So it's no surprise that more Americans want GOP leadership rather than Democrats to control the House and the Senate. So a poll, there was just a poll. Let's take a look at the poll and see what the deal is here. So with just under a year to go, we got a year to go until the 2022 primary, the midterms. A new poll indicates that a plurality of Americans say they would like to see Republicans win control of both chambers of Congress in next year's elections. Now, it's not just Republicans who want Republicans. That'd be obvious. Okay, except for you rhinos out there who voted for this garbage in the White House right now. Lesson learned, don't ever do that again. Okay, that goes for all of you, especially you mittens. Okay, Mitt Romney and all of them who probably voted against their own party. Okay, let's never, ever do that again, because look at this nonsense. Look at this crap that we now find ourselves dealing with on a daily basis. So we got less than a year to go until the 2022 midterms. A new poll indicates that a plurality of Americans say they want Republicans leading the show. They want both chambers of Congress in next year's elections. Yes, we need to make Biden a lame duck president, just like we made Obama a lame duck president at the end of his term. Are you guys kind of seeing a pattern here? A little bit of a trend? You give the Democrats a little bit of power. It's like giving your 2-year-old's big brother a little bit of responsibility. You know, your baby's got maybe a 4-year-old. Let's let little Johnny take care of baby for a little bit. Okay, let's see how this works. Holy shit, disaster. No, never doing that again. Well, okay. Maybe give him one more try. Let's give him one more try. You come home, there's paint everywhere. Oh my God, we're never doing that again. Okay, it's like, it's not going to change. Okay, you can give the Democrats a little bit of responsibility, keep trying here and there, give them a little bit of control. Maybe they've changed. Maybe they've matured. Maybe they're going to do it different this time. No, they don't. Every single time, they bite America in the ass. They did it with Obama. They're doing it with Joe Biden. Hence the reason you find that usually in the second halves of a Democrat's presidential term, that president's a lame duck, because America got so pissed off. They said, enough. We're done with this. We want the House and the Senate Republican majority. Therefore, president can't do anything. The only people who are probably going to vote for Biden in the next term, except for AOC, is Pelosi and Schumer. I mean, I don't even know that the Democrats, Liz Cheney would probably even vote for Trump over Biden at this point. And we all know how disastrous she's been. So a national survey released on Thursday, so today, a Quinnipiac University poll indicates President Biden has dropped to his lowest level of public support since taking over in the White House in January. He's down to 36% approval. That's all. 36%. Dropping to his lowest level of public support since taking office in January. The poll also indicates that more than 2/3 of Americans are changing their spending habits due to rising prices. You know, I listened to a clip on Fox News this morning, and they were replaying a clip of Joe Biden saying when he was on the campaign trail, and you can hear like the stupid honks in the background. Do you guys remember that? Like the honk, 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 honk. I mean, this is virtue signaling at an all-time high. Anyway, the 5 cars were there watching Joe honking away because everyone's so damn scared to actually get out of their car and be exposed to the bubonic plague. So they sat in their car and they did their little honks. So while Biden was on the campaign trail, he promised, I will not rate. First, this is what he says. And I wish I had a clip, but I wasn't really prepared today because I was so anxious to get back in front of you guys that I didn't really prepare a show. I kind of had my talking points, but I didn't get all my clips ready. But I'll highlight it for you. Biden is there saying, I will not raise taxes on anyone. And in the very next sentence, he says, I will only raise taxes on people who make over 400 grand. It's like, Biden, anybody means anybody. Like, when you say you're not going to raise taxes on anyone, you can't in the next sentence say, but I'm going to raise taxes on anybody who makes money over $400,000. Okay. But it wasn't just that. It was the fact that he talked about how low consumer goods were going to cost under his presidency. I mean, it's done everything but that. Okay, we've seen, I mean, inflation is out of control. It's not a 13-year high anymore. It's a 31-year high, inflation. 31-year high. And I don't see it slowing down. And we go and print $1.3 trillion, his infrastructure bill, down from 3.5. Could you imagine how disastrous 3.5 would have been? I mean, that would have been just, that would have been so awful. If that got pushed through, thank God Joe Manchin is probably one of the only Democrats who actually has a brain cell. And thank God Joe Manchin has single-handedly prevented this country from falling off a freaking cliff. Because if they push through that $3.5 trillion, you think inflation's bad today? You think tax threats today are bad? They would have had to double down because this country would have headed right straight to a recession that would have made what our grandparents went through look like a damn picnic. So more than two-thirds of Americans are changing their spending habits due to Biden's inflation. Democrats will be defending their razor thin House of Representatives and Senate majorities in next year's midterms when the entire 435-member House and one-third of the 100-member Senate are up for grabs. This is a very, very scary time for the Democrats. They have a razor-thin lead right now in the entire 435-member House and one-third of the 100-member Senate are up for grabs. I'm not worried about the Senate. We're taking back the Senate. The Senate's a done deal. Okay, the Senate is a done deal. I mean, we can't. The Democrats can't even get anything done in the Senate without our rhinos helping them, okay? They need to be smacked down, these rhinos. I hope to God those who are up on the Senate side are primaried the hell right out of office, because they have just been disaster. The Democrats would have never got that infrastructure bill done without the help of the Republicans. There's no need for that. Absolutely no need for that. So I don't see us losing the Senate next year. I really don't. And the fact that all 435 member House seats are up for grabs leads me to believe that we have a very good chance here. By a 46 to 38% margin, those questioning the poll said they would want to see the Republican Party win control of the House if the midterms were held today, with 16% not offering an opinion at all. And by a 46 to 40% margin, those surveyed said they'd like to see the GOP win the Senate majority. So we're not talking by like a little margin here. We're talking a monumental shift here in those who want the Republicans to take back control. So very good news on that part. great to see. And I think it's just going to get worse as Biden's ratings continue to decline. I think we're going to see, a win. And listen, we all know what's going on in the education sector. This isn't helping. This teacher here, for those of you who aren't aware, teacher posted a follow-up video the same day clarifying she meant go away. So here's the deal. Here's the backstory on this chick. I don't know if you've heard, but see, everyone's so sick of the education system right now. This one teacher, she told a conservative student to go jump off a bridge because she didn't like what he had to say. Just like that, she tells him, go jump off a bridge. And again, this is just another thing that we are just furious with. We're done with. And it's really waking up a lot of Americans. It's really just, it's giving us something to think about as we head into the midterms. So who knows? We will see what happens over the next few weeks. Lots going on. The Rittenhouse trial, we'll keep up with. Today's a short day because I wanted to come back and say hi to all you wonderful and amazing supporters. I love you guys. I miss you guys. I'm really glad to be back. And stay tuned because we're going to get into a lot more over the next few weeks. Every day right here, 3 p.m., You Made It Political, and we'll be having guests on. Be sure to make sure you guys go to PatriotOneNews.com. Check out PatriotOneNews.com, our new conservative website. It's awesome. You'll love it. You guys have a great rest of the day. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, 3 p.m. We're on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Amazon Music, a whole bunch of other podcast platforms. Have a great rest of the day.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.